Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Xcel Energy has agreed to settle a lawsuit over the Marshall Fire in Boulder County, just as the trial was set to begin tomorrow. The state's largest utility says it will pay more than $500 million to plaintiffs, including insurers, Boulder County, and residents. About half that settlement will be covered by the company's insurance policies.
Last year, though, insurers jacked up some of Xcel's liability insurance premiums because of wildfire-related risks and lawsuits the company was facing. And that's important because those insurance costs are typically passed down to ratepayers and Colorado customers through energy bills. So even if customers don't foot the full bill for this payout, you know, we might see that the company claim it has less money to spend on upgrades in the future.
That was CPR's Ishan Takwar. The individual plaintiffs in the case must agree to the settlement before it's final. Xcel does not admit to any fault as part of this settlement. Police have arrested the suspect of a fatal road rage incident earlier this week. The dispute took place near a skate park in Parker and turned deadly when Matthew Litfield allegedly shot and killed a man outside his car. The 27-year-old has a history of traffic infractions, including a misdemeanor for throwing objects at moving vehicles. Police are still investigating why the dispute escalated. They have yet to release the identity of the man killed. A ski area in western Colorado is getting a new lift. Powderhorn Mountain Resort announced plans to replace its West End lift next summer. Resort manager Ryan Schramm says the old lift can take more than 14 minutes to ride to the top.
It's a little bit of a throwback to an earlier time before high-speed lifts. And, you know, you rode that lift with a companion and hopefully you really liked them. And you had some great conversations.
That lift was installed in 1972. It's the same year The Godfather was released. It'll be replaced with a lift that was removed from Aspen Snowmass earlier this year. You can expect plenty of sunshine today across the Front Range. Highs in Denver and Colorado Springs and Grand Junction all in the 80s. This is CPR News.